On February 8th, an estimated 80,000 people from North Carolina and 41 other states across the nation gathered in the state capital of Raleigh to protest the Republican Party-controlled state government's extremist agenda. Since North Carolina's GOP took control of all branches of government in 2010, the party has passed one of the nation's harshest voter suppression laws, cut back education funding, imposed new anti-abortion regulations, and rejected federal funding to expand Medicaid coverage for 170,000 working poor families. The protest rally on that winter day, the largest civil rights gathering in the South since the 1965 Selma to Montgomery March in Alabama, was the culmination of months of what they called Moral Monday protests and nonviolent civil disobedience actions organized at the state capitol since April 2013. The primary organizer of these protests is Reverend William J. Barber, president of the North Carolina NAACP, whose morally based progressive movement for change has now spread to other states, including Georgia, South Carolina, Florida, Alabama, Wisconsin, and New York. Your reporter spoke with Reverend Barber, who talks about building a movement that is beginning to resonate across race and class lines around the nation.
What you have is Tea Party extremists, Koch brother extremists, that took over the legislature and the governorship. Immediately, they tried to turn back years of victories that we had already won. You know, we had won same-day registration, early voting. We had won more money to public education and Affordable Care Act, and we had won major changes through our coalition. They immediately, in the first 50 days, decided to pursue this avalanche of extreme policy, denying 500,000 people Medicaid expansion, 170,000 people unemployment, 900,000 people earned income tax credit, raise taxes on 89% of North Carolinians, give tax cuts to 11% of North Carolinians, created a new system of trickle-down voodoo economics, cut $1 billion from public education, driving us to 48th in the nation. And then they decided in the middle of March, to attack voting rights and pass the worst voter suppression bill we've seen since Jim Crow and even before the Shelby case. That was too much and too far. So 17 of us went in on April 29th, built on our strong coalition. We had already brought 17,000 people to the legislature last year for voting a progressive agenda on economic sustainability, education for all, health care for all, addressing the criminal justice system, and promoting and defending labor rights, voting rights, women's rights, LGBT rights, immigrants' rights. But when they went this far, we went in, 17 of us, to protest. They arrested us. The next week, 34 went in. The next week, 68 came in. By the end of the summer, 45 people had been arrested, all different races, creeds, colors, kind of political parties. Thousands of people have come. We've now done 110 Moral Monday events, different events related to Moral Monday. The governor has dropped in the polls from 50 to under 30, nearly. Legislation under 19%. And many North Carolinians of all different persuasions are saying they agree with this argument that some issues are not about Democrat, Republican, liberal versus Democrat, but what's right, what's wrong.
Reverend Barber, in the history of social justice movements, there's been a long debate about the utility of electoral politics versus building a grassroots movement such as yours that employs nonviolent civil disobedience based on moral and religious principles of fairness and equality. Where do you come down on that debate? I guess it's not exclusive. We could have both, but certainly your movement has tapped a power among North Carolinians and people around the country that maybe wasn't possible with electoral politics alone.
Well, I don't think people are ultimately moved by the limited language of Democrat, Republican, liberal versus conservative. People really have to do movements have to be touched at a much deeper level. But it's almost like the question, is it race or is it class? And I just answer yes. It's both. Movements will have electoral consequences. But people can't build movements just based on elections. Even politicians can't be moved just on elections. And one thing a moral movement does, Walter Brueggemann is one of the theologians that talks about the so-called prophetic critique of the Bible. And he says one of the things it does is it gives people subversive hope, the kind of hope that allows you to question the allegiances of the majority that you have given yourself over to and believe that things do not have to be according to the majority opinion, that there is an alternative way, there's a better way, there's higher ground, if you will. There is a place where we can come together and be the beloved community. And that is essential, not just for the next election, but it's essential to change the consciousness of the electorate, because you need a conscious change in the electorate that's bigger than just one election. If we found out anything, you can't simply have electoral politics. We had electoral politics. We elected Obama, and then a lot of people went back home, went to sleep. So in 2010, you get an upsurge because many of the people who came out one year didn't come out another. We need to change the consciousness of people.
Tell our listeners about how your movement, the Moral Monday movement, is spreading out from North Carolina to other states, both in the South and beyond the South. I know Georgia and South Carolina have similar protest movements that have launched recently. But tell us the kind of interest that your movement has had around the country and how it's resonated with people well beyond North Carolina's borders.
This movement is not about some national leader helicoptering in and having an event. It's about homegrown leadership, indigenous leadership, building from the ground up. We've seen people in South Carolina building a movement focused on their state legislature and state government. Florida has had a beginning. Alabama is starting in their legislature. We're going to Missouri on April the 1st. We've been to Wisconsin, 0 degrees, 700 people show up, because people understand that we are in the middle, I believe, of a kind of third reconstruction. And in the midst of that, what we must have is a movement, not a moment, of people that are brought together by a common agenda, a fusion-type coalition that will not only challenge extremism, but even call on people who are not extremists, who are more progressive, to stand up and fight back, as we say, forward together, not one step back.
That was Reverend William J. Barber, president of the North Carolina NAACP and leader of his state's Moral Monday movement. Find links to more news and commentary on this new movement by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.